We are going to keep rolling since we've only been going for about 10 minutes. However, we are going to reserve the right to take a relatively short recess at some point during the proceedings today. And with that, we have reached the time where it's time for our public hearings. We are glad that you're with today, giving up your Wednesday afternoon to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the public hearings that are scheduled before the County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the applications will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. I also understand that there's several people in the overflow room, and for those folks that are watching from there, planning and zoning staff will make accommodations for those people in the overflow room to come in here to make statements on the record at the podium when that time comes. When you're making your statement, we ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. I want to say that again. It is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusions of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. And as a side note, I can almost assure that it's going to be deferred today given the complexity of these applications. So I think it's a safe bet that there's not going to be a decision this afternoon to approve or deny anything. It's probably going to get deferred for further consideration and possibly to hold the record open depending on how the hearing goes. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then two other things. One is there's a lot of folks here, and there's folks, as I said, in the overflow room. It's our practice, as Chairman Wheatley knows, at some point we'll probably take a show of hands to see who's here in favor of the application and who's here in opposition to it so we can get a count of the folks that are in the room and also in the overflow room. And the other thing is, when you come to the podium, there's a microphone that looks just like this. When you speak, just make sure this button at the bottom that looks like a space bar, if you push that, the icon in the middle of it lights up green, and the ring around the microphone is also green. We need that to be on so that you can be heard in the room, in the overflow room, and then also that it's going out on the internet and on our recordings. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you.